But seeing them with small pumpkins. In other words, if the man goes around with other ladies, you should know your wife Mustam also goes around with other men also. Shashi boitzina deluyin katanas klema. Sheboisimin atzmoi zenoiv zeno efesu. Is, yeah, that they're both miskaven lesnus here. Achashver v'shen vashti. Is who I am alaharas Ethiopia, that Achashver said, I'll show off how beautiful she is, how beautiful she is. Vila kachnas kavnu, she is takla v'yafer, enechlami, that's what she wanted also. She also wanted everybody to look at her to see how beautiful she was. Right, and then the psukim say, "Vayom Ashvi," was the seventh day of the Mishnah. The seventh day, Ketoyv Leiv Hamelach B'Yayin. On the seventh day, finally the king got shikha. That's when he drank a lot of wine and he was high. For the Gemara, Azochin a shikha like Achashverosh. Oto ad hashto loytov levayil b'chamro. It took the Rabbi mentioned Achashverosh 7 days to get shikha. Mestama 1 hour he got shikha. What happens in the seventh day he got shikha? What took so long to get shikha to the seventh day? Mestama he got shikha right away? Is Amarovo, what Yom Ashriya means, Yom Ashri Shabbosoya. It means it came Shabbos. She Yisroel Oichlin v'shoysin. Kla Yisroel eat and drink the Abbasudah Shabbos. Ma'aschilim b'divre Torah. What does a Jew do by a Shabbos Shabbos by a table? He says divre Torah. Over the riches bachos, and he says shiros riches bachos. He like thanks Hashem. What do the prosta goyim do by their meals? Shoychlem b'shoysim and maschilu melam b'divrei tiflus. Oh, when they sit down to eat and drink, all they think about tiflus, about znus. They start thinking about preachers, about ladies. Ve'chein v'sedosa shloisha rosha. The same thing when Achshverosh made his big party there for all his chashev goyim there. Is what do they talk about? This big suda, this big party Achashverosh made. Halalawaymrim, these people said, Midyoyas Nois. The ladies in our town, the Midyoyas, they're the most beautiful ladies there are. The Halalawaymrim, the people from Persia said, no, Parsoyas Nois, we are the beautiful ladies. That's what they spoke about, how beautiful the ladies are. His Omelam Achashverosh, the big boss Achashverosh also came and said, Kli, Shani Mishtamish Boy, my queen, my Kli that I use, ain't no loy midai. She doesn't come from Modai. For loy pasoy, she's not a Persian lady either. Ella kasdoy, she comes from kasdoy. And she's the most beautiful one there is. Ritzayn chim l'roysoy. Should I prove it to you? Do you want to see how beautiful she is? His Omelayin, what do you think they said? Of course you want to see how beautiful she is. And they made the big chacham there, they made a tanai, Obavachi Tayaruma. We want to see you naked. You bring her out naked. Baruma. Now that's how prostitutes people were. That's what they were talking about. Like the big Achashverosh, he looked like he's making a party only for the men, but they were thinking about the ladies. So they said, bring her out Aruma. Shit now. Right. Now the Gemara just says, Shebemide Shadim Moided Bo Moidedim Boy. This is like a Kodesh Baruch who gives back judgment, Mide Kenegan Mide. Like the same thing Vashti wanted to do to the Jewish girls, that's what Hashem did back to Vashti herself. What does this mean? Melamed comes to teach us from here that since Achashverosh like commanded her to come out naked, is Melamed choice of Vashti or Shor, this wicked Vashti, Meviya Bnos Yisrael. Before this, what she used to do was, she used to bring the Jewish ladies, Jewish girls, Umavshita and Aruma, she used to make them get undressed, the Oysen ben Melocha b'Shabbos. And she used to make them work for on Shabbos. That's what she used to do. So now Hashem is giving it back to Vashti, that on Shabbos now is when Neratum is B'yom Ashri. On Shabbos is when Achashverosh got Shikah, then it could be with Shikah before also. But it means now on Shabbos came out the words of Achashverosh that you, Vashti, should also come out naked in front of everybody else. That's the Midi Keneged Midah. The same way you caused the Jewish girls to go naked on Shabbos, we're causing you also to come out in front of everybody else, also naked on Shabbos.
Alright, turnover. Alright, turnover.
I know this is, that's what the Pasuk says, after these times, Kishoich Hamas HaMelech HaKashverosh. Zochares Vashti, after he calmed down, after he stopped, he came sober again, he remembered Vashti, V'yasasher Asosa. He remembered what she did, V'yasasher Nigzir Oleo. And he remembered now that Fidin 101 is perfect. What Nigzir was against her, that he understood. That Kishem Shasasa, the same way that Vashti did to the Jewish girls. She made them work undressed. Kach nigzer aleha. The same thing nigzer was back to her, that she also has to work undressed. Yeah. Then we say, the pasuk says, "Vatimoyin hamalko Vashti," that Vashti refused to come. Achashverosh told her to come to the Suda, and the way the Morris says, he told her to come undressed, and she refused. So first should you say she refused because she didn't want to come undressed? The Morris says, no. Michti, Pritzisor Havoy. She was a poritz anyway, she enjoyed this. Like we said before, she was also in the scavenger to make a party, to look nice, that the men should look at her. So she would enjoy this, to go undressed. So how come she didn't want to come? The Yom Amar, we learned before, Shneim Advar Averin Eskavnu. Both Achashverosh and Vashti had one thing in mind, to make a party, to be with the men and ladies together. So my time of Loyasoi, how come Vashti did not want to come to the Suda the way I first told her to come? So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bar Chanina, Malamar comes to teach us, Sheporcho Bot Saras, that she became a Mitzvah, she got leprosy over body. When this happened, that she got Saras, leprosy, come in a body, that's why she didn't come. Rashi says, the Yalap Yerushalmi, Nishama learns out, May Asher Nigzer Aleha, Uksiv Ayosha Beis Achovshis Mitzaroya, Ki Nigzer Beis Hashem, Malal and Tsaras, Av Kan Tsaras. The Bekitsa, she had a Tsaras, that's why she didn't come. The Masbisaton and the Bryce would learn like this, that Bor Gavriel HaMalach came to Vashti, Vyosa Lozonov, and he made her have a tail, and she grew a tail. About she had a tail on the body now, a zon of a tail was on the body in the back. That's why she was so embarrassed. That's why she didn't want to come. And now it's very good. If she would have been dressed up, it wouldn't have been so bad. But now that the Xer was to come undressed, to come with a tail is the worst thing. That's why she didn't want to come. So Belzer says, Vayiktsaf HaMelech Miyoid. The king got very angry at her. Zotmer, Amai Dolka Bei Kulihai. How come he burnt up so much? What was so gefährlich? She refused. So what? It's not the first time it's time that she refused him. How come he burnt up so much now? Rava says, Shol Chalei, Vashti sent back to her like back to him like this. Bara Hurayu, Trashi Sharmi Asusim. Like you're a person that what the people that watch the Susim that take care of the horses, the Abba of my father, Lekabal Al Fuchamra, they were able to drink like 1,000 cups of wine, Shasi, Vula Ravoya, and they didn't get shikha. They were like, her father, her grandfather was the Nebuchadnezzar Rosha. So by then, the people took care of the Sherman Masusin. They were so used to drinking, they could drink 100 glasses of wine, and they won't get shikha. For Yehu Gavra and you Achashverosh, Ishtatati Bechamrei, you drank a little bit of wine, you got shikha right away. That's what Vashti sent back to Achashverosh. So not only the pshat that she didn't come, she refused him, but she ranked him out also and said, like, how come you shikha? So Miyad, right away, the Chamosoi Baraboy, right away, Achashverosh burnt up and he got angry at Vashti. So right away, Achashverosh said he called to the Chachomim. Who are the Chachomim? Man Chachomim. Who did Achashverosh call to first? Like to find out what should we do to Vashti? Is Rabbonin? First he called to the Rabbonin. And which Rabbonin? The Talmid Chachomim, Yodei Yoitim. The people that know how to make calculations of the months. She Yodim La'avishonim. The Ulukveya Chadoshim, the Talmid Chachomim, they know how to make exactly when the Rosh Chodesh is, and they know how to make an extra month. Which year has to be an Ibi year to have another month, 13 months to the year? So Omar Lahu, Dainuli, so Achashverosh told these Talmid Chachomim, you give judgment. What I should do to Achvashti for what you did, to not to refuse me and to say such a statement to me. She called me a shikha. Is Omru, they said, Heichinavus, they said to themselves, what can we do now? Neimole kitlo, should we tell Achashverosh to kill her? Lemocho posig lecham, we have to be afraid that tomorrow he's going to become sober again, Achashverosh. Uboyu lo minon, and he's going to mourn us, like how come we had Vashti killed? So therefore we can't tell him to kill Vashti. Neimole shafko, let's tell her, leave her alone, don't do anything to her. That we can't do either, because calls Mazazlo Vamachusa. She's making fun of the Melech. He can't do such a thing like that. He can't let her get away for nothing. So, Omru Loi, so Chom answered back to Achashverosh like this.
Armula, they sent back to Achashverosh, you should know that Miyoyim Shechor Beis Hamikdash, from the day of the Churban of the first Beis Hamikdash, V'golino Miyatzeinu, we were thrown out of Yushalayim. Nitla Eitzememenu, was taken away from us the power of counsel. We can't give Eitz, we can't give advice anymore. V'einonu Yoydim Lodun, Dina Nefoshes, we don't know how to make judgment anymore about killing somebody or not. So Melo, you can't come to us, but rather Zil Lagabi Amun Omoyev, go to Amun Omoyev. The Yaspi B'dechtayu, they're still sitting in their place. Like wine that stays on the sediments, but then it's in its place. Like Rashi Shemorov. In other words, by Mayav and Amma, their Bikacham also, go to them, let them pass the noise. As if to say, let them get in trouble. Don't bother us, let Amma and Mayav get into trouble. The Taima Omrulay, and really the Chum said a good thing. The Apostle says, Shanan Mayav Menurov, who was very happy to Mayav when he was young, Veshoikit to Al Shemorov, he was on his shmarav, on his sediments. V'loi hurak mikli achli, wasn't caught from one kli to another kli. V'agorda loi holos, and the other got exiled. Al kain, omad tamoy, boy, its taste stayed with them. V'reichu loi nomor, and the reich, the smell never went away from them. In other words, Amun and Moav never went to Golos, nothing ever happened to them. Whatever they were, they still are right now. So bother them. Go ask them to give you judgment. Miyad, so Achashverosh listened to them, and Miyad right away it says, Vahakra Velov, Kashina Zeshar Admosar Sashis. Right away Achashverosh called these Bikachomim to him that they should give judgment. So Mora says all these names now, Kashina Shesar Admosar Sashis, these names, Omer Rebbe Levi, Koposuk Zer Al Shum Karbonus Nemer. All these psukim, these names here rather, are going on the different Karbonus. Like to make a contrast between Klai Yisrael and the Goyim. It was soon see. Karshino, the first one was called Karshino. What does that mean? Karshino, Omru, Malchai Hashor, Sofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchai Hashor said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Klum Hikrivu Lofonecho, Korim B'nei Shona. Did these Goyim ever bring a korban to you? Korim, B'nei Shona, 1 year old, Kedera Shekrivu Yisrael Lofonecho, the way Klai Yisrael brought korbanos for you? That's the lashon of Karshino. Did they ever bring it to you? They never. So that's why Hashem should have rachamonos on Klal Yisrael and not on these goyim. Sheisar, what's the second name? Sheisar, Kashna Zaysam. Kolom nekribu lefunecha shtei teirim. Did they ever bring two teirim, two birds for korban for you, like Klal Yisrael does? Admosa, what's the next name? Admosa, Klum, Bonu Funechem is Bech Adama. Did these goyim ever build a Mizbech for you, made out of dirt, like Klai Yisrael did? Tarsish, what does Tarsish mean? Klum, Shimshu Funechem, Big Dekuna. Did they ever do any avoid any work for you, Hashem, and dress up nicely, like the Big Dekuna Godel did? The Yechsev, it says, Bu, Tarsish, Meshoim, Vyashro. But this is the way they explain the begodim of the Kohen Gadol. So Tashas goes on the beautiful begodim that the Kohen Gadol used to wear. Big Dekuna, or the Kohenim used to wear. Meris, what does Meris mean? Klum Mirsu Bedam Lefanecho, that they ever go and mix up the blood. Rashi says, Shemirsu means that Adam Shle Yikrash Vishuv Lo Yehi Roy Lezrikam. By Karbonah, sometimes, if you can't make the Zerika right away, like on the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, they have to have one person mixing up the blood, that it should not dry up or gel up to be possible for Zerika. Did the Goyim ever do this for you? They had Marsino. The next one was called Marsino. What does that mean? Klum Mirsu B'Menochus L'Fonecho. Did they ever mix up a Mincha for you? Like Blulim. It says by Mincha, it's Blulim Hashemin. They never did this for you. Memuchin, who is Memuchin? Klum Mechinu Shukhan L'Fonecho. Did they ever prepare a table for you? So that's what the Malchus Yisrael is telling us, like Hashem, like look at these Goyim, how bad they are, connected Klai Yisrael. So it was Memuchin. Yeah, shuv afanecha v'yoyimer memuchin, and to say like v'yoyimer memuchin that it's prepared for you. Torna would learn to the bright like this: memuchin, who is memuchin? Zehoman. He was really Haman. He was also there to give this advice to kill Vashti. V'lomo nikra shemay memuchin. Why was his name called memuchin? Shemuchin apronis. He was there prepared to make pronis, to make a punishment come. Rashi oimed lios toli. He himself would deserve to get hung. He's going to get punishment back. Omer Rav Kana, Mikan Shehedjit Koifetz Broish
the head yet, the Pashta person jumps to be the head. Now come in here, jump to be the head, Mistama. Shrashi, can't you head your cut with Rosh? Shrei, mon oisa, kostel obsaif. The Pashta calls Haman here the last one. The Muchim was the last one of all these people Achashverosh asked to give judgment. Al magruhu mikulam. Haman was the worst one, he was the dumbest one of all of them. Vukovat Brashan, Punkta Mamuchin, he's the one that gave the big Eitzah to have Vashti killed. You see, the more empty you are, the more he jumped up first to talk. That was Haman. Tosis says then, Leos Kalish Sharavabesai. So the letter went out that we're killing a Vashti, and because of this, there'll be a new rule that everybody should, the men should be ruling over the house. Is Omar Rava Rava said, El Mola Yigeras Rishonis, if not for this first, like a stupid letter, Lo Nishtai Misneir Shal Yisrael Shvidva Polit, Klai Yisrael would have never been saved. In other words, like this, this first letter that came out, all the Goyim made fun of it. So they saw the king is not so smart, he does the foolish things. So therefore, when the second letter came out to kill all the Klai Yisrael, they didn't take it so seriously, they didn't kill out the Jews until Mamash the day it was supposed to, and by that time was the nest of Mordechai that Klai Yisrael was saved. But if it wouldn't have been that from the first letter, that the Goyim there saw how foolish Achashverosh's letters were, they would have taken a second letter much more serious, and as soon as the letter would have went out to kill out the Yehudim, they would have started killing them out right away. So it's because of this first foolish letter that the Jews weren't killed out. Army people said like this, my high, what is this big king telling us? This Shadlan is telling us a big message, like the king is giving us a big message now. Leos kol yisher v'beisai, that every man should be the rule in his house. But they've left at it. Pshita, of course, is that way. Afilu korcha v'beisai, padashcha levi. Like even a weaver in his house, he's the boss. Like, what are you telling me now? So they thought the letter was very foolish. So therefore, when the second letter came out, they also thought it was foolish. That's why they didn't go to kill out the Jews, but to Mamish Yud Gimel the Adam. Rashi Shulch said them Shaita Ben Yumas. They thought he was a fool in their eyes. Shaita. Vayavkir Hamelach Pekidim. The Melech sent up Pekidim, mean offices, to find him a new wife, to find him a new queen. Is Omar Rav, Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Kol Orim Yaseh Bedas, a smart person does it with wisdom, Uksil Yifresh Yivelis, and a fool does him only more foolish things. Kol Orim Yaseh Bedas, a wise person does it with wisdom, Zed David. That goes on David Melech. It says by David HaMelech when he wanted to find the queen, they went to look for a Nara for a wife of David. Is Koma the heavenly brato Aisin Alei? Whoever had a daughter ran fast to give it to see if David would marry her. Uksil Yifara Shavaltoi, but a fool only makes more foolish things. Zachashverish. Tichsiv, it says Zachashverish, Vayavkeit HaMelech Pekidim. He set up offices to get himself a wife. His Koman, the heavenly brat, whoever had a daughter, itmerei, minei, hid him from Achashverosh. As nobody wanted to get married to Achashverosh. So everybody used to hide their daughters that they shouldn't, the officer shouldn't get them. Then it says, the following the matter of an ish Yehudi, hoya b'shushan abiri. There was an ish Yehudi, hoya b'shushan abira. Is ish Yemini, who's that go on? In the process writer, it says, Ish Yehudi Yoy B'Shushan Habira, Ish Yemini. My comma, what does the Pasuk say here? Eli Yechusa Kosti, if it's telling you, Yichas of Mordechai all the way back, Lach say, B'Yozal Ad Binyamin, or should have went all the way back, that he ended up, he was from Sheva Binyamin, let it go straight back. Elo, Maishno Hani, how come it only says this, it says, Ish Yemini and Ish Yehudi, how come only these two things? Maishno Hani, Tono, Kulon Al Shemoy Nikro. All of these things are going on his name, talking about Mordechai himself. Ben Yoir, why is he called Ben Yoir? Means Ben Sheheir and Aim Shah Yisrael B'Tfilosai. His tefillah's davening lit up the eyes of all the Jews. Has his tefillah helped save the Jews? Ben Shmi'i means Ben Sheshomel Tfilosai. That he's the son that Hashem listened to his tefillah. Ben Kish means Shehikish Al Sarai Shari Rachmin. He knocked at the doors in Shemaim of Shari Rachmin, V'niftuch when Hashem opened it up. Yeah. So that's why he's took and called Mordechai. These names, these are all names of what Mordechai himself did. Korei la Yehudi, it calls him Yehudi, the Pasuk is Yehudi. L'chura alma Yehudi kosa, you see, Morcha came from Shevet Judah. The Korei la Yemini, the Pasuk also says Yemini, alma mi Binyamin kosa, is it came from Binyamin? So what's the stira? Amar Rav Nachman, Mordechai Muchtar Binimusay Hoya. Mordechai had a very good character. He was Muchtar Binimusay, very choshiva, a good character. Trashi, Bishamus Noyim Nimoshein. He had a beautiful name. Omar Rabba Barbachon, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. Oviv mi Binyamin. True, his father was from Shevet Binyamin. But Yishnovi Imoi mi Yehuda. His mother was from Shevet Yehuda. For Rabbonin Arm and Rabbonin say, Mishpochos Mizgaroi Zubizu. The Mishpochos were fighting one over another. Mishpochos Yehuda, the Mishpochos of Yehuda said they marries, Ano Gorim Dimisyal de Mordechai. We take the credit for Mordechai. Bnei Yehuda, Yehuda said, Shevet Yehuda said, we take the credit for Mordechai. The Loikot lay David the Shimi Ben Geri. Because David the Melech didn't kill Shimi Ben Geri, and therefore it came out Mordechai. Or Mishpachas Binyamin Amr, but the Shevet Binyamin said no. Minoy Kosi, we get the credit for Mordechai. Rav Amr said like this. Knesset Yisrael Amru. The Knesset Yisrael said it. Lead the Gisa, the other way around. Ru Ma'osu Li Yehuda, or Ma'ashilum Li Yemini. Look at what Yehuda did, and look what paid back, Binyamin paid back. Ma'osu Li Yehuda, what did you